On a marginally more serious note, the federal government has this new economic policy of wanting to pick winners. They want to invest in what they think are the industries of the future. So a few weeks ago, Anthony Albanese said, we're going to put $1 billion into making solar panels in Australia. There's already too many solar panels in the world, and by that I mean we're making more than what the market can bear, and 90% of them are made in China, and the Chinese can make them far more cheaply than what we can. Anyway, we're going to have Australian-made solar panels soon. The government also announced a few days ago a $1 billion investment into a thing called quantum computing. I have no idea what that is, but we're going to speak to physicist Dr. Gail Iles about it tomorrow. Now, it's an unproven technology, and again, the Chinese and the Americans are throwing a lot more money at it than what we are, but they seem to think that Australian quantum computing could be a big thing. And the latest one is green hydrogen. Now, green hydrogen is essentially producing the flammable gas hydrogen, and to produce it, you use renewable electricity, because you need electricity to split water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. And the reason you might want green hydrogen, well, there's a few reasons, or hydrogen in general. One is hydrogen can replace natural gas in our power supply because it burns in a similar way that what gas does. Hydrogen can also be used in fuel cells, which could be useful as a type of battery for electric cars. Hydrogen can also be used in aluminium plants, for example, to generate the very high temperatures that aluminium plants require. But the problem with green hydrogen and the reason it won't work is quite simple. You need a ton of renewable electricity that is spare. And then you have to use all that electricity to make the hydrogen. And because hydrogen is highly flammable, you have to store it and transport it in a very safe way. So you put in more energy in at one end in the form of renewable electricity than you get out of the other end is usable hydrogen. And here's the other problem. We don't have a ton of extra renewable electricity. Right now, as I've said many times in Victoria, over 70% of our power comes from burning brown coal. So if you were to use electricity in Victoria to make clean hydrogen, you're actually using coal to make electricity to split the water molecule to make hydrogen. It's not green at all. And you say, oh, why don't we use renewable electricity? Well, fine. But as it is, we don't have enough renewable electricity just to provide our current electrical needs. So I don't know if anybody's explained this to Anthony Albanese. Obviously, Andrew Forrest, the West Australian mining billionaire who's betting big on green hydrogen, has got in his ear. But $2 billion, and it'll probably end up being a lot more than that of your money, is going to be spent on a technology which I think, frankly, doesn't work. And it certainly isn't very green. 133693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. But even the bigger issue here is governments are not very good at picking winners, and Australian governments in particular. The idea that we are going to become a world power in making solar panels, or we will make the next big breakthrough in computing, quantum computing, or we can make green hydrogen work. I just don't know how Anthony Albanese and Jim Chalmers have this sort of insight into what business and technology will do that the rest of us do not.